This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for various development works worth over 4,570 crore rupees in Kokrajhar, Assam, via video conferencing. In a virtual address from Guwahati, the Prime Minister said the government has been working for all-round development of the Bodo Territorial Council area and 1,500 crore rupees has been sanctioned for its fast development. The Prime Minister's scheduled visit to Kokrajhar has been cancelled due to weather conditions.
Thodi der pehle mujhe Kamakhya Charla Palli Amrut Bharat Express aur Guwahati New Jalpaiguri Express ko hari jhandi dikhane ka bhi avsar mila hai. In sabhi projects se aapko suvidhaen to milengi hi, trade aur tourism ko bhi badhava milega. Isse kisanon ki upaj आसानी से बड़े बाजारों तक पहुंच पाएगी मैं आप सभी को इन विकास परियोजनाओं के लिए बहुत-बहुत बधाई देता हूं
The Prime Minister highlighted that the Bodo region, which experienced violence and bloodshed for decades, has entered a new era of growth and stability, noting that thousands of youth surrendered their arms to join the mainstream. Mr. Modi said his government has ensured that the faith and traditions of the Bodo community receive recognition at the national level. Prime Minister Narendra Modi slammed the Congress party for its long-standing neglect of Bodo land area. Later, the Prime Minister performed Bhumi Pujan, inaugurated and dedicated to the nation several development projects around 19,680 crore rupees in Guwahati. Now we take you live to the Prime Minister's address in Guwahati.
खाद की कीमतें कई गुना बढ़ गई थी विदेशी बाजारों में खाद मिलनी भी मुश्किल हो गई थी लेकिन केंद्र सरकार ने इस संकट को रोकने के लिए भरपूर कोशिश की यूरिया की जो बोरी अंतर्राष्ट्रीय बाजार में 3,000 रुपये में मिलती है वही बोरी हमारी सरकार ने अपने किसानों को सिर्फ 300 रुपये में दी है इस पर सरकार ने अपने खजाने से 12 लाख करोड़ रुपये से अधिक खर्च किए हैं
New Delhi has highlighted to Iran the importance of unhindered transit of energy and goods to India amid the current situation in West Asia External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said during the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia today that Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian last evening in this regard. He said that the Prime Minister stressed on New Delhi's priority regarding the safety and well-being of Indian nationals in the region, including in Iran. The spokesperson also reiterated India's consistent position that all issues must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. Mr. Jaiswal said the control room established at External Affairs Ministry is working at speed and till date 900 phone calls and 200 emails have been received. He informed that real-time hand-holding is being given to people so that issue at hand can be resolved. The spokesperson said that in the last few days, 170 Indian nationals have crossed through the land border from Iran into Armenia. The government today said that it is closely monitoring all developments in the Indian Ocean region, impinging on India's security and economic interests. In a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said the government is taking appropriate measures to safeguard India's interests in the Indian Ocean. He said India's relations with countries, including those of the Indian Ocean region, stand on their own footing and are independent of the relations of those countries with other countries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.